This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. One of the victims of yesterday's shootings in Denver and Lakewood is being remembered as a leader in her communities. Alicia Cardenas died after being shot at a tattoo shop she owned in Denver. She was also an artist and an indigenous activist. Cardenas' friend and collaborator, Jeff Campbell.
She was a powerful healer and was a person you can rely on to hold you accountable. You know, lovingly tell the truth as authentic as it can be.
Cardenas also used her art to offer social criticism. Three others died and three more were injured, allegedly from the same gunman who police say was also killed on Monday. COVID-19 cases in Colorado are growing dramatically with the Omicron variant. Beth Carlton of the Colorado School of Public Health says this is just the beginning.
I think we're in for an intense few weeks ahead of us. I mean, Omicron's going to go fast, burning like a raging wildfire.
Confirmed cases in the state grew 82% last week over the week before. Public health officials are focused on getting the public vaccinated to keep hospitals from becoming overcrowded. That includes booster shots. Colorado's statewide snowpack for this winter has reached the median level set over the last 30 years. That's after storms have dumped more than a foot in parts of the central and southern mountains overnight. Snow is expected again today and tomorrow. And while Denver and Boulder have mostly sunny skies right now, a winter weather advisory remains in effect for both Vail and Grand Junction through 8 a.m. tomorrow. This is CPR News.